Dominic, it's a Friday. We have not spent so much time together for the past 48 hours. So I'm going to allow you an open line here. I'm hoping our fans there, many, many fans, thousands or hundreds of fans in the diaspora are locked in at this time. There were some issues earlier. Good afternoon, you, Dominica. Good afternoon to you in the region and good afternoon to you in the world. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back to talk. We're going to have an open line this Friday. Let's see if we can get back to that. 449-309-596. And 97. Let's do this. We'll come back.
Beat the heat with Loratech inverter type air conditioners from ESAR Trading Limited. State of the art technology. Quiet and super efficient. Loratech inverter type air conditioners made by TLC are very energy efficient with up to 50% savings on electricity. Loratech inverter type air conditioners come with anti-corrosive golden coating for added protection and the prevention of bacteria. 3-year warranty on complete unit with up to 5-year warranty on compressor. Available in 12,000, 18,000, 24,000 and 36,000 BTU units. Prices start as low as $1,995 plus you get 10% discount on cash purchases. Higher purchase terms are also available. Also, ESAR Trading Limited offers professional installation and after sales service. Visit ESAR Trading Limited today at the corner of Bayfront and Kennedy Avenue, Roseau, or Canefield Industrial Site, or call us on telephone number 440-0205 or 449-3636. ESAR Trading Limited, we are making a difference for you.
If you're cool, then I'm cool, then we're cool.
Have a few voice notes coming in there. Again, we're going to have an open line. Let's see if we can play a few of them.
Melissa's guy has been doing a lot of projects all over the world. So where are the funds coming from and who are funding? Who is funding these projects? Matt, there's something I kind of concerned about. I'm trying to get some answers. Melissa's guy has been doing a lot of projects all over the world. So all different sort of projects. Who is funding this project? Matt, I have a little question I need to ask. I don't know the right answers. Melissa Scott, they do a lot of projects all over the place. They do the plumbing art, they do stop building houses, stop building town, they do all kind of projects. Where are the funds for this project coming from? Who is funding this project?
A question there from the diaspora. That person wants to know as to where is the source or where are the source of funds that Melissa Scared Pop on, the MP for Roseau. Where is she getting the monies from to build the various projects she's engaging in? Some may say the government of Dominica, some may say MMC. Would really want to ask Melissa Scared directly. So 1:15 is the afternoon time. You know, around this time, everybody calls my phone. So was engaging there. 1:15. 1:15 is the afternoon time. Again, it's an open line. The question continues to be asked. If you have taken your vaccines, your both vaccines, and you are returning to Dominica, what's the need, if any, to be quarantined? A whole week? I've gotten that question yesterday and even today. You know, why do people have to be quarantined after taking vaccines? Does it make any sense? Just a question out loud. Hello, talk to me on the telephone. Are you there? Yes?
Yes, Mr. Belter, blessings.
Yes. You're laughing that, blessings.
But somebody sent me something on my phone about 2-3 weeks ago, you know.
Uh-huh.
There are two rats, Matt. So one rat asking the other rat, have you taken your vaccine? The other rat said, when they finish experiment on humans, I'll be taking mine. Matt, I watch in, I did not watch it. I was listening to the news. In a home for a retirement home, Matt. Everybody's fully vaccinated, Matt. And 20-something of them came down with full-blown...
COVID-19.
COVID-19, Matt. And some of them had to be hospitalized because it was quite aggressive. So, Matt, just now they're going to tell the world, oh, you have to vaccinate all your cats and all your dogs, all of your pets. You know, women love cats and men love dogs. So, all that have to be vaccinated too, Matt. All about the new strain and all the kind of thing you hear in there, Matt. Or you just have to get vaccine. Because, Matt, I am watching China. The disease or the virus originated from the claim. And you were seeing people dying, falling down in the streets, Matt. And now, Matt, you hearing anything about China and COVID-19, Matt?
I haven't heard.
I listen to the news. I checked my phone. I said, but how comes China just disappeared from the scene of the crime? If they were the ones which I'm hearing, it's America, from America to Canada, from Canada to China, the way an Anthony Fauci, the usual suspect, Matt. Just check the background of Anthony Fauci. So just now I'm telling you, Matt, almost every animal in them, there's coronavirus, you know, Matt. But it's a dormant thing. It don't kill people. But guess what? That's a strain they modified, Matt. And the U.S. was funding that Wuhan, blessings, here you go again, that Wuhan lab, where that strain seems to have escaped to, Matt. So really and truly, Matt, you have to take another vaccine. Oh, because we could get more aggressive. Oh, look, there's a new strain. They're watching in India, Matt. People are falling down like flies, like the early or the initial stages of the virus in China. Matt, something is not making sense, Matt. And when you talk, people will vex. Let us leave COVID-19 a while quickly. Matt, I just wanted to say, in Dominica, what that is happening in Dominica, the level of abuse, and I said it this morning, having to do with the so-called international airport project and the way the Wesley people land are being hijacked, Matt. All of a sudden, that's who we are. You know, everything goes dormant. Some people get rice and they say, yes, that's good enough for me, little as it is. And the criminals now are just having the rice farm and the factory and the storehouses. It's not their own, you know, but they hijack it. Dominica have a lot of hijackers. Scary hijack Dominica. That one hijack this. Everybody hijacking something, Matt. So when I watch what is going on, Matt, and the people that have the most to lose are whispering, they're gossiping, they'd rather blessing say something on their behalf rather than they come out and show. These demons that have ascended from the bowels of hell. I was born and raised in Dominica, just like you, Skerrit, and all the others that run in Dominica down to the ground, and I'm not going to stand aside and look. I am taking up the battle. More of us need to talk. Too much liquor voices like blessings. Blessings have no clout, not economic, not political, not social. You see, blessing look like somebody that can make a... Matt, have a blessed day, boss.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you. 449-30, the question again, and it's coming from everywhere. Because people want to come, home to Dominica, but they're asking, I mean, I'm vaccinated, so why would I want to be quarantined? I'm hoping that policy will change. I was just talking to a major hotelier there a few minutes ago who's indicating that we may see a shift in that. Why is it important to be quarantined and vaccinated at the same time? Hello, talk to me, yeah?
Hi, Matt. Good afternoon. How are you? Can you hear me clearly?
I'm hearing you. Go ahead.
Well, I'm lucky. My first try, and I actually got you.
Okay.
I just want to say good afternoon to Dominicans. I know Blessings goes back and forth with his vaccine, but I suffered COVID last year. I took my vaccine, and if there is a booster shot for the vaccine, I absolutely will take it. Because what I suffered, I don't want to suffer again. And so everybody has their opinion, but I believe that people should be vaccinated. And I am in an environment where there is many people. We're going back to school. To me, this is the safest way to enter something that you can feel as being something close
well,
to normal.
While I may agree with you, but the question is fundamental. I got vaccinated. I took my two shots. But the question is still around. You know, why would I want to be vaccinated and still be quarantined? Yes?
Oh, well, I guess that is another story by itself, Matt. I really want to, I would probably talk about that a little more, but there is a pressing issue that I really want us to address this afternoon.
Okay, go ahead.
And I think it concerns every single Dominican. Every Dominican needs to go on the website the government website, to look at what is going on. There is a survey that is on there. Matt, I did the survey. I've done it about 3 or 4 times. And every Dominican needs to go on there and look at that survey. I don't know what is the goal of that survey. It's the survey on electoral reform. There is nothing on that survey, Matt, that talks about a voter's ID card. They speak about a national ID card. It talks about giving certain powers to the Electoral Commission to make certain decisions. The manner in which the survey is written, the language, I am not sure that the average everyday Dominican will be able to even find that survey to understand the language in the survey, Matt. There is a section on the survey, the part 2. For instance, let me just read a question for you. It says section C, electoral reform. The presiding officer should have a discretionary power to allow domestic observers at polling stations based on guidelines to be issued by the commission. It goes from 0 to 4, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 0 being do not know, and 4 being strongly agree. There is another section that says strongly disagree or strongly agree. So am I to assume that 1 to 2 means strongly disagree? We can go down further down on the list. Here it is. Question. National identity card is a card that should be solely for voter identification. Do not know to strongly agree. National identity card should have recording biometric data. Do not know, strongly agree. And it goes from do not know to strongly agree. Many questions on this. It has never addressed voter ID card. Another thing, it is a random survey. You can do the survey maybe 10,000 times if you want, because it doesn't give biometric. Only biometric information it asks for is your age, your range of age, not your actual age, your range of age. It asks for where you're filling this out. So I could put USA, I could put Dominica, I could put wherever I want to. And I think the last question, starting from the beginning, so I can go back, is another question. But it doesn't ask for your name. So am I to, or are we to assume that if someone goes in there and does the survey 50 times, 100 times, 500 times, are the decisions that are going to be based, are the decisions that are going to be made based on the results of that survey? So, for instance, let's suppose there is a section on electoral reform, campaign reform, and assuming that the government, Labour Party, gets many of its people, or just hire people, and people do those things, hire a firm to just do that survey like 10,000 times. Will 10,000 Dominicans match that survey? Are the results going to be skewed towards the government? So there are many, many, many questions that Dominicans need to open their eyes right now and talk about that. This is a serious issue. If Dominicans want to sit back here and say, well, we're going to wait for another 5 years or wait for them to tell us what to do, this is your time to get involved. This is your time to get up and stand up and protest and say this is not enough. I wanted to call last week. I didn't get the chance to call. But Matt, when bus drivers stood up, they got results. If we do nothing, then nothing happens. In order for you to get movement, you have to do something. And I want people to visit this website. Let me get the actual website. Matt, just give me 1 sec. Let me just go back on my screen here and get the actual website, because I want every Dominican to go on there and see what is happening with this thing. You Dominicans, foreigners control this country. It is the website is www.electoraloffice.gov.dm. When you get on there, you're going to see follow this link to complete the electoral reform survey. You're going to click on that survey and you're going to do the survey. Again, why are they not taking names? Who are the people completing the survey? And will the results of the survey skew the decision made in the government's favor? Because not enough Dominicans have access to that, and not enough Dominicans will complete that, and not enough Dominicans will understand the language in that particular survey.
So for you, and your interpretation is just a waste of time? It will not reach the majority of the people who need to do the survey?
Absolutely. It is not going to reach the majority of the people. I think many of the questions are skewed towards the government. They're not, I mean, first of all, there is no voter ID. They talk about a national ID card, Matt. They talk about the language. 1 second. I'm going back to the section of questions where we say, hang on. Prior to issuing the ballot paper to an elector, the presiding officer may issue a ballot paper to an eligible person whose national identity card is lost or destroyed, or on being satisfied the person is on the register, they should have a valid passport. That's one question. Do not know? Strongly agree. Why is there not disagree? Why does it say do not know to strongly agree? Here's another question. I think I wanted to get one on the finance part of it. That ballot paper, it says a question. The commission should have power to influence regulations relating to use of national identity cards. And Matt, I think about this. There are lots of questions that are giving the commission a significant amount of power to make decisions. The commission, as it stands right now, is lopsided again. It is not an objective body because you have more of the members on the government side. And so Duncan Foy was appointed as the commissioner, the head or whatever of that commission.
Yes.
We know Duncan Foy is on the, exactly, Duncan Foy sells passport. He's on the side of the government. So if Dominicans, you guys need to start being proactive in that way. You need to start talking about this electoral reform. Because what is going to happen, Kerry is going to call an election in 3 years. He's going to call a Swiss election. He said, oh, I put in concrete all over Dominica. We have schools. We have houses. Look, they said they're going to start airports. No factory, Matt. Not one factory for people to get jobs in Dominica. You hear the other day how many tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars that were given to people. Matt, it hurts me because you know I'm from Portsmouth. I stopped talking about Portsmouth because I went down to Dominica and I voted. And I support Portsmouth in their chest. Labor, labor, labor. And everybody is hurting today. You cannot tell me a government takes something from you that was bringing sustenance to your people. Apartments, supermarkets, yes saloons, laundromats, nightclubs, you name it, rentals. And they took that away from you. The effects of why of Rossi's departure is being felt. The effects are being felt in Dominica as we speak, Matt. As we speak, yes, COVID has something, but most of the effects is because of the lack of monies to make monies in Dominica, Matt. You cannot run a country on concrete. You cannot run a country on just foreigners just taking and ripping and pillaging the country, and people are sitting there. Matthew said, I don't call your radio station much. I don't have much to see. But when I see something like that, Matt, I have to let my people know we can't sit there and allow a beautiful country to be taken from us with these kinds of machinations. How you can pay a man from a foreign country $500,000 to come and give us this crap to fill out, and you say you call it electoral reform, Matt?
You know, somebody was just saying to me on a WhatsApp message, my friend there. Let me see if I can get to that message. Basically, repeating what you just said there. Matt, I just browsed through the electoral reform survey. This is a bogus survey. Shame on Dennis Byron. That's what somebody is repeating after listening to you there.
Yes, Matt. And we as people, I do surveys all the time. I teach all those things. I know about those things. You go and you read the language. Even me, as an English teacher, journalism teacher, I can't, some of the language, it is complex and it is confusing. And so the average Dominican, they won't be able to understand. And who are the people filling out? Why can't one person fill out a survey? Why is the survey open for whomever, wherever, how many ever?
Well, I know. I mean, I wish I could engage you for the afternoon, Javi, but I'm happy that you exhaled this afternoon there on this survey now ongoing there by Dennis Byron. You heard him in recent times. 132. Thank you for calling from the diaspora there, Abby, from Portsmouth. No stranger to Q95. Let's continue to take your phone calls.
After contracting the virus is a decision best made by public health officials.
1:32 is the afternoon time. A few people are actually disappointed with the online survey that Mr. Dennis Byron has been promoting there. Let's see if we can get another voice note.
Specifically designed by this bloody crook that they brought to Dominica on behalf of the government, paid by the government to continue the dirty work of the government. And he did that survey like this to continue, as the young lady said, that they could continue to cheat. Because as she rightly said, a survey with no name, anybody could go ahead and do that survey multiple times. The government, the opposition, they can hire a firm, they could just hire people, and they self could do the survey numerous amount of times. So for me, this guy knows exactly what he's doing.
Let's go back to the telephone, yes? Uh-huh.
Yes, good afternoon, Matt. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Yeah, we need a refund from Dennis Byron, please. We need over $500,000 back. Okay? Yeah, that's it.
All right, thank you very much. So people are now asking for their money's back. 134. I imagine not satisfied with what they're seeing there. Read a survey that Mr. Byron in recent times have been calling for you to fill out. Go out and fill a survey. Hi, talk to me. No names. You can remain anonymous. Hello, talk to me.
You know that song of Dice Day, Cali?
Uh-huh, yes.
And you're talking about the people in the diaspora just coming down to see their brothers and sisters living more miserable than them.
Mm-hmm.
So they come back, they vote, and they get away in 2 days' time. And you see, I was saying, Day Cali go bongs back and Day Cali them. But I never knew COVID-19 would really decally the people in the diaspora, you know. And I know the genuine people, I empathize. But you see those crooks that come down and voting and running back, Matt? Why, so glad decally just bounce back and decally them. Matt, from day one, Dennis Byron, I see Byron is a crook. Anytime Byron want to affiliate or associate himself with Roosevelt Scarrett, the region, maybe the world, not by now, know who is Roosevelt Scarrett and want to come and talk about some unilateral or some single electoral reform commissioner, Matt. I know that man. That man is, Matt, on the surface, $500,000. I think that's what we know about. But Byron has been bought. Matt, that in itself, and I listened to the lady articulating it there. Good afternoon, ma'am. She said, blessings with this vaccine. Darling, I don't make no vaccines, and I'm not taking them. Matt, I see where these guys are going to play for time. And by the time he come up with this bogus survey, he concluded, Matt Scarrett just going to call election and say it's a snap election. And come, according to them people, concrete. The brother said, we can't eat concrete. It was for workers, but now people eating concrete, and they're quite contented. They're not, even if they're constipated after they eat the concrete. So Dominicans need to wake up, my brethren. If we, in the absence of electoral reform, Lennox Linton, the parliamentary opposition, the Blanchard lady, and all those who are talking loud about what is happening in Dominica, the patriots, I want to see what is going to happen if election is going to pass smoothly and it's just Salisbury and Marigot. Thank you.
Thank you. 1:36 is the afternoon time. As Blessings spoke about the song, I just remembered there in 2020. This one there from Dicey, Decalé. It's a Friday. Another opinion here, there's no doubt that the survey is bullshit, but if the opposition parties do not challenge Byron, we will end up with a dictatorship facilitated with the legislation endorsed by Byron. That's what somebody's putting forward at this time. There's no doubt that the survey is bullshit, but if the opposition parties do not challenge Byron, we will end up with a dictatorship facilitated with legislation endorsed by Byron.
This tourist comes once every 5 years, election season. When they come to stay for a day or two.
Oh yeah, 1:37. Yes? Hello?
Peltier, good afternoon.
To you, sir.
And how are you?
Trying my best.
Matt Dennis Byron is a farce. The survey, everything is a farce. Up to now, we haven't seen the terms of reference. The terms of reference was given to Dennis Byron by Scarrett, and there is a saying, he who pays the piper takes the tune. So Dennis Byron is going to sing to the tune of Roosevelt Scarrett. $450,000 was dangled in his face, a big carrot, so he could not refuse it. We do not need Dennis Byron to tell us that we need ID card for voting or national ID card for voting. I don't need a national ID card. From the time it is used exclusively for voting, I have no problem with that. But we don't need him to tell him that. We do not need Dennis Byron to tell us that the voters list needs to be cleansed. About 60-something thousand people in Dominica, and we have 72,000 people on the voters list. Saint Kitts issued their national ID. Did they consult Dennis Byron to tell them what they have to do? No. But Scarrett wants Dennis Byron to do something. So remember, as Christopher told us, whatever Dennis Byron recommend, they're going to implement it full time. So they already know what he has to recommend. Dennis Byron conducting his survey or his recommendation for electoral reform. And to my knowledge, he met with several civic organizations, and he yet to meet with the main opposition, the United Workers Party, not the Freedom Party. So I believe the first organization or group you should have met with is the opposition, both Freedom Party and the United Workers Party. So why is he meeting with different groups and he not meeting with the United Workers Party? So I don't believe Dominicans should take that survey. And first of all, we should have put down our foot and say we do not want Dennis Byron here to tell us what we have to do. I remember a group of individuals, Dominicans, permanent Dominican conducted a survey and sent recommendations to government, and they refused it. And now he's bringing in Dennis Byron so that Dennis Byron could tell him what he wants to hear. And as the caller from Portsmouth say, as soon as they get what they want, then they have the chance and say, well, look, you all want and they're going to steal the election again. So, Matt, I believe what we need to do, we need to stand up and say we are not in favor of what Dennis Byron is doing and we will not accept it. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. Let's take this call, 140, yes?
Mm-hmm. Hello, good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you, my brother.
I listened to the young lady elaborating on the whole electoral reform process that is being executed by Sir Dennis Byron. And we have absolutely no confidence in the process, you know, Matt. For example, since August of last year, the gentleman had 4 months to start and complete his exercise by December. And up to today's date, he has not yet met with the parliamentary opposition, Matt. Yes, he called the leader of the United Workers Party once or twice, but to meet with one of the main stakeholders in a meeting and discuss the way forward, he has failed to do that, Matt. And then he talks about people having internet access to call in, to email in information is total rubbish and an insult to the Dominican people, Matt. So we as a political organization, we as the people on the ground, have absolutely no confidence in the process being executed by Sir Dennis Byron. We believe that Mr. Byron is facilitating the government to ensure that they continue to steal elections, Matt. But, Matt, we are in front of a long weekend. We want to tell the Dominican people to drive safe and please do not drink and drive. The United Workers Party is having another fundraiser in the Northeast. That is the last flight bar in Marigot on Monday. I am asking the people in the Northeast, please do not cook. You can just drive through by the last flight bar and purchase a lunch. When you do that, you will not only support the United Workers Party, but you will be supporting the senior citizens in the area and in Dominica as a whole. As you may have learned, Matt, we provided 55 lunches for the Grotto home a few weeks ago. 55 was paid for and 55 were given to them a few days later for free. So we continue to help and facilitate. Every time we help the poor and the needy, we do not come on the radio and shout, beat our own drum, Matt. So we continue to work hard. We also want to say to the supporters and well-wishers of the party that the ticket for our CRV vehicle will be also on sale in the Northeast. So please pay attention to the Northeast this weekend, May Day Monday. Matt, I want to also talk about Parliament, Matt. I heard and followed a few of the discussions in the Parliament of Dominica. And the truth is, it is unfortunate that every time the United Workers Party bring ideas and suggestions on how to make things better, the government side claim we are against it, Matt. It is shameful and unfortunate, Matt. We have never, ever said that we were against the NEP and the Yes We Care program. We are saying, Matt, it is unreasonable in 2021 to be paying government workers, to be paying workers less than $1,000 a month. They wouldn't say we say that, Matt. So these are the challenges we face. When we bring ideas, they refuse to bring it. I also heard about the Mango Gutter Road in the parliament, the previous parliament, Matt. The minister responsible for agriculture claiming that he fixed the Mango Gutter Road. This is false and misleading. Any news people that go there now will see only one hill on the terrible Mango Gutter Road was repaired and water dig it up already, Matt. So we have challenges. The farmers do not have any market, planting, making YY on the farm, rotting birds, enjoying themselves. We need access to the markets for the farmers, Matt. We also want Reno, the foreign company, to stop the destruction of the Londonderry River, Matt. And I can go on and on, but I want to thank you for the opportunity.
All right, thank you very much. 1:44 is the afternoon time. Everybody wants to talk. But again, let's just think before we talk, okay? 1:44, yes?
Mm. Yeah, I'm thinking because I'm listening.
You're shouting, my brother. No need for that.
How you doing?
I'm good, good. Yeah, that's better.
You good?
Yeah, for now.
You good? All right. I'm on my way out. I'm in the Echo building, brother. My brother, I miss you this morning, man, because I see you have technical problems throughout the morning. It's kind of windy out here.
Well, that's not our problem. That's the problem of the providers out of state, not Q95.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Let's go with it. I just heard the young lady and my brother blessing. And as you know, more than often, I agree with my brother, man. I want to say something to the young lady who called about survey. Man, she was saying something, but here's my issue on that survey. In my heart of hearts, that survey has been predetermined. They just do that just to go over the, you know, rigmaroles, just to make people look like something is being done. Man, there will be no results to get a lawful government to give you a lawful outcome as far as the election is concerned. The only way the people is going to get power, you have to be lawless to get a lawless government out of power. When I say that, listen to me. You have to take to the streets with protests. You have to go the other road because the way of Mr. Byron has been predetermined. And these guys have been bought and paid for, like some other caller said. I heard Edincott said something similar to that. And they are not going to do anything further than what the piper wants, okay? He who pays the piper call the tune. Thank you, my brother. I'll be listening to you tomorrow.
All right, thank you very much. It's 1:46 already in the afternoon. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back after this.
Have you heard? J.R. Stefan's home and building has a huge sale. 30% off weather-resilient windows. Choose from a wide selection of sliding windows, sash windows, PVC sash, casement windows, and so much more. Offer valid while stocks last. What are you waiting for? Hurry down to J.R. Stefan's home and building at the Fokule Industrial Site. Call today, 767-255-2769 or 235-2754. J.R. Stefan's, right place, right price.
Winnings with Multi-X. Now you can multiply your big four prizes up to 5 times by asking for Multi-X each time you purchase your big four tickets. Turn your $5,000 into $25,000 by selecting Multi-X on your straight bet or any other bet. Big four just got bigger. Select Multi-X and watch your thousands turn into hundreds of thousands. Multi-X, available on all bet sites. Just remember to spend the same amount on Multi-X and big four. So good, so good, we got you.
Okay, let's go. Continue to take more phone calls. It's 1:48 already in the afternoon. 1:48, yes? Hello. Hello, 1:49, yes?
Yes, my fire yourself, sir. Good afternoon.
To you, sir, yes?
Is it an open line?
Yes, it's kind of open line, yeah, but we see.
Yeah, yeah. I want to go back to Clarence's statement yesterday.
Okay.
Matt, is it not a fact that any successful government inherit whatever the other government leave when they delete office or when they get out of office?
That's a normal way, yeah?
Right. UWP, when they came in, the Citizen by Investment program, didn't they fix it up to their liking?
Yep.
Cool. when they if they gave loan to people through the Citizen by Investment, did they pick and choose who they gave the loan? Judith Pastina, we know definitely she was freedomite. But yet, the intention of the UWP in helping her develop her business was to boost the economy, create job for the people of Dominica.
Yep.
And they did not, they were not selective by that. Sam Raphael, you may say, well, he was a UWP. But it's only Sam Raphael and Judith Pastina that got loan from the Citizen by Investment. Look at what the Labour Party is doing now. Clarence the auditor, you have to come back and check that, you know, because I believe Clarence, after he failed to do his job, when he resigned, they gave him a contract. Was it for 3 years or 2 years? The last contract they gave him after he resigned in 2015. 2017, they were giving out those loans to their people, their selective people. If UWP did something bad, why didn't they correct it? Why they further compound it, make it worse, even in their day? Because look, Erica passed, and they still wanted to take Sam Raphael to court to recover Dominica money. Why are they not now recovering this state resource, bring it back to the state to deal with the problems that we have in the country? Why Clarence come in and make excuses? That bogus auditor, he never did nothing and he ate Dominica money. He never take care of the work of the country. And they had to hire him to do work he did not do and he was paid for. And Clarence come in and open his, and the Labour Party come in and open their mouth and talk about Judith Pastina. They give loan on that Citizen of Investment. Madman, I don't know what Dominicans doing, you know. But these guys, they all of them supposed to pay the price for injuring Dominica the way they did or the way they are doing now. They need to face the consequences.
All right, caller. Let's take another phone call. It's 1:52 already. 8 minutes to 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, yes. 449-309-5969-7. Let's do this. Yes?
Good afternoon, Matt.
To you, sir.
Matt, why are the labor rights not complaining about that system that Mr. Byron has put in place? And the labor rights afraid that the UWP could set up a station with a bot and influence that vote? And do you think the labor rights are not thinking that way or should be thinking that way? That the UWP could get their members to just go and keep filling and filling and filling to usurp that survey? Yeah, because the UWPites are certainly thinking that the laborites are doing it. So why aren't the laborites complaining? They have brains in the Labour Party. They must know that this is possible. That means to say it is a fait accompli. They're not complaining because they know it's just useless stuff. That it will not influence one way or another to get his way. That's why they're not complaining, Matt. They know the end result. If they didn't know the end result and they were unsure, if it was something like Matt, what's that word now?
Which one?
Where you have a survey among the people. The people vote. A referendum, Matt. If it was a referendum, which would be more fair, you get a good idea of what the people want. But this exercise is useless, Matt. And the laborites are not complaining because they know it is a fait accompli. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, but not too much more time. Huh? 6 minutes to the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, yes?
Yeah, Matt, good afternoon, my brother.
My brother, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. Matt, our good friend Floyd Capitole, who said that Skerrit lied to him 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
I know personally, Matt, that during election time, Floyd Capitole is responsible for the dirty tricks of the Labour Party, transporting all type of voters all over the place. Matt, it is impossible for me not to believe that Floyd Capitole and others like him have not suggested just what the previous caller suggested there, to set up people to just go and fill out forms in giving the information that Byron would like to see there so that he could facilitate stealing the elections, Matt. That is what is going to happen there, Matt. Matt, once Byron has...
You're suggesting is that is what is going to happen, or do you know what's going to happen?
But, Matt, I know Floyd Capitole, you know, Matt. Floyd Capitole is a man who came to suggest to me, Matt, how to do dirty work so that United Workers Party can win election, Matt. That's the time when Kerrit was vexed with him, Matt. I know what I'm talking about, Matt. So the type of suggestions he gave me then, Matt, it is hard for me not to believe that this man, Floyd Capitole, is not organizing something right now to rig that false, bogus survey by Byron, Matt. Matt, once Byron comes recommended by Tony Estefan, remember Tony Estefan's intention, Matt? This is the man who has us where we are as far as election. We're not getting election reform in Dominica, you know. This is the man who is involved in managing Sterrett's campaign to ensure that we do not get electoral reform. And this is the same man who, I bet you, Matt, recommended Byron to Sterrett, Matt. Matt.
All right, okay. 156, again, that's just a suggestion going forward. Matt, I'm not saying that you're wrong. Just a suggestion, 4493095, and you may be wrong as well. Huh? Matt, that survey doesn't help any voter. This survey form is preset to answer to what Byron wants and not the voter. The voter has already two answers. I don't know or strongly agree. This is just an unfair questionnaire to the voter. Thousands of people can fill in that form. Anybody can fill this form. Any nationality can fill in that form. Who was that survey form structured for? That form looked like a form prepared by someone who has no idea about voting. People go and read that survey form. Somebody suggesting that you go read it for yourself. 157, yellow, yes.
Good afternoon, Max.
To yourself.
Good afternoon, Dominica.
Yes.
This survey, as I have said, shouldn't be done. Mr. Byron need to come and feel the pulse of the people in a public forum to know the way forward for this country. People, watch out. Know what you're about. Remember, Skerrit tell you the only position that is exempted from the law is the president. People, pay God, sue Fessa, Dominic, already more, Skerrit tapé toi, $1,100, Rod Sishin Nuela déjà. Si zo continue, fait toutes ces qualités bagay sort ça là. Zoke perdi Dominic, Ija perdi déjà. Mais pay God. Good afternoon, Matthew Spelty. Thank you.
Good afternoon to you, my brother. 158. We have two more minutes. Who are we gonna give the time to at this time? Let's see. Let's take a quick break. We're gonna try to see if we can squeeze in a final call after this break, huh?
Multi-X. Now you can multiply your big four prizes up to 5 times by asking for Multi-X each time you purchase your big four tickets. Turn your $5,000 into $25,000 by selecting Multi-X on your straight bet or any other bet. Big Four just got bigger. Select Multi-X and watch your thousands turn into hundreds of thousands. Multi-X, available on all bet sites. Just remember to spend the same amount on Multi-X and Big Four. So good, so good, we got you.
ou happy ou tapé loun, but after the loun, don't come and groan. Let's see clone defe or any other malchance bon. Make sure ou insure, et puis insurance company, qui sa doubout et puis side by side. Pas yon kike kite ou day avec du, I come in just now. Mais c'est comme to New India Insurance, upstairs AC Shillingford, our zoo. I mean, these are important questions and they must be asked. What kind of insurance coverage do you get for your house? Leuka ashe loan, you don't leave insurance to chance. Tap South Lay, be in control. That is not the same thing like loan. That is something by itself. Because I've been parler PD professionals côté New India. Yes, just come in. Come in there, côté New India. And talk, partner, talk. Ma déjection. In your book, if on lewe comme ça, le kailite boule yale kapale kon insurance. You dey, what? Lawrence? It is insurance, mon dieu. You dey, there's no Lawrence here, sir. It dey, moka du kai mo boule kon insurance, moka dey, moka Lawrence. You dey, there's no Lawrence, sir. Telephone 448-4023, then.
Now available from Auto Trader, the new Suzuki Ignis for only $769 monthly. Take advantage of this great deal on the Suzuki Ignis. Fun, functional, and compact. Perfect for work or play, the Ignis is ideal for you. Plus, you get $400 in grocery vouchers, free tinting, and more. It's time to enjoy the Suzuki way of life. Visit our dealership or call 613-2496 for information or to test drive the Ignis today. Sale on only while current stocks last. So miss it and blame yourself at Auto Trade. It's not just a car, it's a relationship.
I'm so sorry we have to cut the program at this time because of course we have to join Digicel Hour. Let's join Digicel at this time. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow morning. God willing.